If you have cancer, the evidence is that you'll do much better if you're on a clinical trial. And in fact, many people without cancer but other problems are really keen to get access to the latest treatment as well, and going on to a trial is one way. But how do you do that? Well, two former nurses have set up a company called Clinical Trials Connect. They're Christine Valinowski and Mary Pym. They're not just in it for the love, it's a business. So who pays them? Mary Pym.
We're paid by the people we get patients for. It's either drug companies or people doing their own research and people like that.
Christine, what's in it for consumers then if you're making your money out of recruiting for clinical trials?
There's definitely health and economic benefits to be gained, but probably the most obvious is that people have the ability to gain access to medications in their development phase. This is a great thing for people who've been suffering a chronic medical condition and have trialled current therapeutic treatment choices available to them without success. But we have to remember that clinical trials are a medium for discovery. They're looking at testing the safety and effectiveness of new treatments or medicines. And sometimes, actually, they may even be determining whether an existing medicine can be safely and effectively used for other diseases or conditions as well.
So what was the gap that you were trying to fill, Mary?
We found that people were interested in going to clinical trials, but they just were unaware of how to go into it or what was available.
Now, the government has a very good clinical trials site, and so does the US government, where you can go in and register your condition and find out what trials are recruiting. What difference is it with you? Because presumably your list of trials is more narrow than the government website in Canberra.
Yeah, look, I think it's all about user-friendliness, Norman. Our website allows people to search by medical condition and state. If their search doesn't reveal a current match at the time, they have the ability to remain in the database where they'll be contacted when something becomes available in their area of interest.
So let's say I've got atrial fibrillation and I'm wanting to see whether or not there's a clinical trial in atrial fibrillation. I go into your site. What happens if I find that there's a trial recruiting in atrial fibrillation in Australia somewhere?
Well, what would happen in that circumstance is that you would then be able to click on a link which takes you to a landing page that details some background information about that study, the activities and tests that need to be undertaken and where it's being held so that, you know, you can predetermine your interest. It would also take you to a set of questions so that you can also predetermine your eligibility for that study. That's also a great feature for consumers because they are able to receive immediate notification on whether this is something that's suitable for them and that they may be eligible to participate in. And it's also a great thing for researchers because it means that we're filtering out unsuitable candidates. So by the time a registration actually reaches them, they're only communicating with people that are going to be potentially suitable for that study.
Now, in cancer, it's said you should be on a trial because you're going to do better on a trial, even if you get the placebo drug, or you're never on a placebo in a cancer trial, you're really on the best available previous treatment, but you do better and that everybody should ask to be on a trial. Is it true in other areas as well that you will do better on a trial even if you don't get the active drug, the new drug?
One of the main benefits of participating in a clinical trial is that you are gaining access to specialist care.
But hold on a second, just to be truth in advertising here, if you register for one of your trials, you've only got a 50% chance of getting the new drug.
Yeah, absolutely. You may end up with a placebo. But what I'm saying is you're being fast-tracked into the system where you can have access. I mean, many of the doctors that are running these clinical trials are very highly regarded in their field. And you have the option to withdraw at any time if you find that that study is not suitable for you, is not working for you. And patient safety is a priority. And if they felt that this was bringing more harm than good to the patient, then they would be obligated to withdraw that patient also.
Do you make any decision about the worth of a trial before you'll register it on your site? Because not every trial these days is registered and they're all supposed to be registered. Not every trial is necessarily making a huge advance. They're just testing a me-too drug rather than a new drug. And of course, there's the disclosure about how much the doctors are making out of recruiting each new patient.
That's a great question. And for us, the main priority when we're looking at listing a trial on the website is that it is ethically approved by an independent ethics committee because we want to safeguard the public. At the end of the day, we give people as much information as we possibly can so that they can make an informed decision about whether they want to participate in a trial. But once they register, they need to go to the trial site, they need to speak to the doctors, they need to have that risk-benefit profile put into perspective for them to make a decision as to whether this is something they want to be involved in. Our primary purpose is to help unite members of the community to research opportunities. We have had acne studies, psoriasis studies, psoriatic arthritis, sciatica. We do recruit across all therapeutic areas.
And what have you got open at the moment?
At the moment, we've got one study that's looking at cognitive decline in the 65 plus age range and improving memory and cognition in this group of people. We do have a psoriasis trial at the moment. We do have some healthy blood donor studies also available at the moment. And we've just finished recruitment for type 2 diabetes. So there's been a variety of conditions that we've recruited for.
The National Clinical Trials Register, by the way, is at www.anzctr.org.au. I was speaking to Mary Pym and Christian Valinowski of Clinical Trials Connect.